Boilermaker Royal Blood Slinging the Biscuit episode 21. A new week, new episode, 8 a.m. Eastern Thursday. How you doing? How's your Thursday morning going? Trav and Pat talking to you, coming live to you through YouTube,
back at it,
Spotify
again.
Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, we're coming to you, and we're happy to be here with you. We're happy you're with us, whatever day, whatever time you're listening.
You're never alone when you're with Trav and Pat. It's like, it's similar to Christ, but it's us.
Like, are you talking about like Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
He never leaves you.
You're never alone when you're with Christ, but you're also never alone when you're with Trav and Pat.
I feel like we're on a radio show. Welcome to The Drive with Trav and Pat. Here's a weather update.
Do you think people listen to us on like Chrome or like Google Podcasts, Google Cast or something? Do you think we have any listeners on there?
I didn't know Google even had a podcast. Hey, if you're listening on a Google podcast, let us know. We're curious if anybody actually uses that.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Because our top one is Spotify still, which I found amazing that Spotify is our top streaming platform. Yeah,
over Apple. Yeah, my old podcast there, Apple was the top one. It doesn't tell us. It just says other. So it says Apple, Spotify, and then other.
Hmm.
Damn.
I guess other is the other various platforms?
Yeah, it could be Google, could be Run Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Cool.
So if you listen on those platforms, you can listen to The Biscuit any day you want, I think. Speaking of your listening pleasure, we had a guest for this week. Last minute, things popped up for him and Pat. Caleb Dahlgren, former Humble Bronco, he was going to be on the podcast. We're going to talk to him this week. That's hopefully going to be pushed back to next week if all things go to plan. Pat actually did think when I told him that we were going to interviewing him, Pat thought we were going to be interviewing an actual horse, like a Bronco.
How did you word it? You said something.
Because I was like, oh yeah, we're going to be interviewing a Humble Bronco. He's like, oh, we're interviewing a horse?
Well, I was like, Bronco? What are you talking about, dude?
Because when I hear the word Bronco, I think of the Ford Bronco, like the car. I don't think of an actual like horse.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my fault. That's my fault. I forgot that he let's just move on.
Okay. Speaking of moving on, I was listening to the podcast last week when I was editing it, so we record, probably takes about an hour or so, then I bang it out for like an hour, 2 hours, whatever, 3 hours of editing, depending on how long it is. And I was listening back to the podcast, and I realized you asked me about my off-season. I didn't even ask you about yours last week.
You're selfish.
Yeah. How's your off-season going?
It's good. It's good. I've been skating more the last month or so, picking it up. I know I said last time I'm probably signing soon.
Yeah, we're getting closer or no?
Yeah, it's close. I just got to fine-tune some shit, but that's a podcast exclusive. No one on my vlog or YouTube or Instagram knows anything about that, so I'm still getting the DMs, but it's good. I've been getting the touch back, feeling good. Kind of had a rough, like I told you last time, I had a rough 3-on-3 game, and I was like, fuck, I gotta dial it in here. And because I was just getting back into, on the ice post-Vegas. I had a bad fucking 3-on-3. So I started dialing in, I'm feeling good. I've got the touch. So off-season's going well. Feeling strong, feeling fast. So.
Okay, good.
What's your update on your whole, squishing 4 months of preseason into 3 weeks or whatever?
We're making up for lost time. Those first couple, 3, 4, 5 days were tough. We're picking up steam. We're picking up momentum. We're catching up here. So I'm feeling better. Not good. I'm feeling better.
Better.
Speaking of better, we have 2 viewers of the week. Now, here's the deal. So usually people leave a comment or send us a DM. Our Instagram account got deactivated, which we'll get into in a second. But we got 2 video submissions for viewer of the week. I'm going to play them in the microphone here. I just got to find them. I don't know where I put them here.
Oh, they sound awesome.
Guys, so, no shit. This just happened. I was being chased by a brown bear on my run. See? I put on your podcast, and he turned into a chocolate lab. That's the power of your podcast.
Shout out, Johnny. Stacking the pads, buddy. We love you. I had that pencil in for last week, but I forgot to do it. So, Johnny, sorry about that. We appreciate the love. We got a second one. I don't know where I put it, but there's a guy. What was his name? Pete. Pete. He's a pizza delivery. No, he's an Uber driver. He's an Uber driver. Oh. He sent me a message, sent me a video. I don't think I recorded it, but he's like, listen, Trav, I'm delivering Ubers, and it's, you know, helping me getting through my Uber shift. I don't even know if you can call it a shift, but
it's a shift. Don't disrespect Uber.
Go ahead. Well, like, it's not a schedule. Like, you're not being like, hey, Pat, please come in from 8 to 4 today. Thank you.
No, you choose your own hours. That's why I liked Ubering. I was a big Uber guy.
Speaking of Uber, your experience, let's talk about that. We had that penciled in as well.
I did. I had a weird... When you drive Uber, you're getting a whole creature of animals out there in the world. There's some weird ones. One that always stands out for me, I'm going to imitate his voice. He was Chinese. I'm not... Please don't think that this is...
Embrace it.
Just talking how he was talking. I'm not making any racist or whatever. So this kid, one day, I'm at Maine, I'm Ubering, I'm picking him up at the dorms. His name, I don't know what his name was. It was something Chinese, you know? So I pick him up.
Ming Wing Zhou. That's his name. Ming Wing Zhou.
I pick him up, and it's a 10-minute ride. I'm like, okay. So he sits. He's like, do you mind if I sit in the front? I'm like, go for it, man. Go for it. And then he kind of starts. He was very slow-mo, and then he's kind of goes, so, do you mind if I ask you some questions? And I'm like, sure. Like, why is he asking me questions? And he's just like, do you believe in love? I'm like, oh, so we're getting deep. We're not just scratching the surface here. You want to just go straight from my heart, you know? Sure, man. Yeah, I believe in love. Have you ever been in love? What was it like? I have to start like, I'm like, you know, ups, downs, whatever. He proceeds to ask me about like questions about my like relationships that I've been in. And I'm like, this is really personal. Really personal. Then he like goes in and he gets his Chinese food, ironic, American Chinese food. And he goes, when I come back, I will continue asking you questions. I'm like, please don't. I was considering driving away, but I don't know. The moral of like his questioning was that he says he doesn't believe in love. Or no, it's not that he doesn't believe in love. He doesn't do love, you know, because he prefers to observe and study people rather than interact with them. And now at this point, I'm like, this guy might want to kill me. Like, he might want...
It sounds like he's living like an asexual lifestyle of anything.
Yeah. And he's just studying me. He's like, I don't like interact with people. I just study them. So he was questioning me to study my brain. Like, oh, let me see what's in the mind of this Uber driver. Super weird. But yeah, that just stood out to me as one of the weirder
That's Uber at the top weird Uber driver experience you've had?
There, yeah, I think so. That stands out.
Was that recently? Was that like last week?
No, I was at Maine. But it just popped in my head earlier today. I was thinking about Uber.
You're thinking about him?
Yeah, he stuck with me, man. This guy stuck with me.
Remind me to never sign up to be an Uber driver ever.
Yeah, it's a risky bet. That's why I switched over to DoorDash.
Hey, speaking of risky, my dad last week. So for those who didn't listen to last week's episode, I was I was shopping my dad at home at a liquidation store, and my dad shit his pants in the store. Now, here's the thing. My dad called me last night. Well, actually, this morning as well, he was ringing me out saying that I embarrassed him for talking about this in the podcast and don't talk about it anymore. So obviously we're going to have to talk about this. But I told him, I was like, you sharted, you shit and you farted, and like you did it in the store in the middle of like the aisle. And like I had to leave because it was so disgusting. Like somebody has to hold you accountable. Because let's be honest, you know, the janitor, like the lady working the till, is going to be like, you shouldn't have done that. No, like she's going to ring you up and tell you to get out.
Did it like get on the floor?
I mean, he was wearing jeans. So it probably trickled down his leg a bit.
Jesus. Oh, the poor guy.
Honestly, who was the victim here? Was it me or was it my dad? Who was more the victim here?
I don't know. Did he like kind of like shake his way out of the store, you know, like.
Now that you mention it, he did. He kind of had a little hop in his step, and he just started, you know, galloping through the store trying to find a good deal, like just shaking from side to side like the penguin waddle.
Hey, it happens, dude. I remember it happening to me when I was 12. I was having a sleepover, you know, with the homie, whatever, and I thought what was going to be a harmless fart was just a brutal shart. I had to like get up. I had to get up and like, you know, hide my underwear, you know. Oh, it was tough, man.
The worst, but like, what do you do with the underwear? Because like, okay, yeah, like you can wipe yourself down, you know, you get like a, you know, a baby wipe or whatever, but like your underwear, like you can't throw it in the laundry machine because you got chunks of like of, you know, shit in there.
Yeah, you gotta hide them for the time being, and then you just gotta throw them out. You gotta find a good way to throw them out. And that's that.
And like take them and put them in the bottom of the garbage can so nobody sees what's on top.
Yeah. Yeah. Just get rid of those things as fast as you can and hope no one knows.
You want to talk about the Bissonette, Jake Paul?
Yeah. Biz Nasty was chirping. I don't know if we had talked about
chirping this, again, or is that just the stuff from a couple weeks ago?
I think it's the stuff from a couple weeks ago. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or not. But obviously Portnoy wanted to see it. He's like, you should fight Biz Nasty, like Paul Bissonette to Jake Paul. And Jake Paul essentially was just like, you know, if I fight someone with no experience, it's going to be like easy fight. Biz Nasty came back with some funny ass comebacks. He was talking about Jake Paul's like acne or like skin or something. He was ripping him, which... First of all, like, how do you think that would go if Biz Nasty boxed Jake Paul?
I feel like it's a different game. Like, I think Jake would win.
It is. I think so too. I think he's too deep into training. I think he would fuck him up. As for Jake Paul's like acne thing, I was recently popped up on like YouTube as a recommended video. It's a new thing that he has. And people are all like, yeah, it's a side effect of steroids. He's on steroids. Do you think that's why he's knocking out Ben Askren? That's all of a sudden.
I mean, Ben Askren is a bag of milk. Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is first.
But he could wear some shots. He could wear shots when he was in the UFC.
I think the Woodley fight will be interesting. That's in like, what, 10 days? 10 days?
Yeah, it's coming up. I'm pretty excited. I love this shit.
Do you already pay for the pay-per-view or no?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay, I'm going to pirate it like I always do. I'm trying to save some money. I'm trying to run a profitable business, stay afloat here.
Hey, you gotta.
You know, one other thing too. We talked last week, actually. So I feel like we're kicking a dead horse. Like the horse died like 10 years ago. And we're just like, hey, Pat, check this out. And like, just give the horse another boot. Let's talk about the Kazuo thing one more time. So
yeah, we love this topic.
Like the horse is, like, it's just bones and we're still kicking it.
Yeah.
I found out from talking to Dale Weiss last week that Spit and Chicklets, they don't charge guys, they don't pay guys, they literally pay you in clout. So like, if you want to come on the Chicklets podcast, you're coming on the number one hockey podcast in the world, probably one of the top five podcasts in the world. Is that far-fetched or is that pretty accurate, you think?
That's a stretch.
Top 10? Top 10? 10, 15?
No. It's definitely the top hockey.
Let's pretend it. Let's pretend it's a top podcast, okay?
Yeah.
They're paying you in clout. Like, they're not being like, okay, Pat, you want to come on? You owe us $500 or we'll cut you a check. Like, it's just come on for some clout, which I thought was interesting. And they also told me that they didn't reach out to him through like a manager or through like a casting agency or something. It was just, you know, Grinnelli hit him up, you know, in Instagram DMs. Hey, you want to come on the podcast? Sure. All right. Like, simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's seemingly how it goes in the world of podcasting. So maybe that we can come to a conclusion that it's kind of scummy.
Yeah.
But as for Chicklets, I think we can call it top of the sports podcasts. Like, I think
top of the pile. Yeah.
I think it's at least top five for like sports podcasts. 100%.
I don't follow the charts, so I have no idea, to be honest.
I don't either.
All I hear about is Chicklets all the time, Chicklets, 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 so I assume they're top.
I don't know what they get for listens, but like on Instagram, they're nearing in on a million followers, which is a pretty respectable amount of fucking follows. So that's like mainstream type shit.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably getting like, what, like a 500,000, 750,000 downloads an episode. I think that's pretty fair. No?
I don't know. I don't know if it would translate that well over. Because like for full, like personally, I follow them on Instagram. I don't listen to a single episode. I just watch the clips. So I don't know how many other people are like me, but either way, they're successful.
Hey, speaking of Instagram accounts, we want to talk about the Kane Van Gate, Keith Van Gelis thing. I feel like you were in more of a blender about it than I was.
I just, like I said, I have no experience with him. Like, I don't know the guy. And, you know, I'm rolling off your word, like, you had a beef with them. So it's like, yeah, okay, but I can still give the guy.
Well, I wouldn't even say a beef. I just say like a misunderstanding that kind of more than what it was. I think that's what it was.
But that's the only like story I've heard about this guy. I actually didn't know who he was until you said it.
Most people don't.
Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I can still give the guy a chance. Like, maybe he's okay. I don't really know him, whatever. But then you call me and you're like, hey, what'd you do to the Instagram account? I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything to it. I just posted a reel. I thought you were fighting
somebody in the comments or something.
No, yeah. I posted a reel today. It wasn't even edgy. I thought it was pretty funny, actually. And then you're like, yeah, it's gone. Instagram account's gone. Turns out someone reported us. And it was pretty safe to assume that Kane Van Bitch Boy reported us for impersonating him, we believe it was.
Yeah, so when I got the first notification, it was like you violated the guidelines. And then after you go through the login and like you fill out the report or whatever, it tells you that Keith Van Gelis, Kane Van Gate, filed a claim against your Instagram account for impersonating him. I was like, wait,
weren't impersonating actually
him at any point. Yeah,
it told me. It said it was him.
Yeah, it told he was the one who filed the claim that we were impersonating him. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, how am I going to reply to this report? Like, we're impersonating.
We're not him.
We are the official Instagram account of our podcast. Yeah.
Did you say that?
I put exactly that down in the report. Like, I couldn't believe it. But
I don't know him in person, but the fact that he did that. The guy's a loser. He's an absolute dweeb. Like, who does that? That's fucking pathetic.
Okay, here's my take on it, okay? I understand he's upset, okay?
About?
I think the common personality trait of anybody in the community is very fragile, right? And Pat and I talked about this personally on FaceTime a couple nights ago, but if you're making videos in the hockey community, you're probably very fragile, right? You probably have a little bit of a bruised ego and you're making these videos and you're posting these videos to try to validate yourself, to make yourself feel recognized. Like, I'm making a video, people think it's good, I hold some value in this world, right? I think that's a very common personality. But when you get so butt hurt, like, for example, I get people that shit talk me all the time. Like, you know, the analogy we had a couple, like 10 episodes ago was Trav is the Nickelback of hockey. Yeah, I embrace it. It's pretty true. But I take it in stride. And I don't want to make this about me. Like, I already have. I'm sorry. But when somebody says one negative thing about you and you're filing an Instagram report, you're all butthurt up in arms. Like, have you seen that dude's butt chin? That guy looks like a whiner. Like, he's whining out of his chin, out of his mouth. Like, just a 40-year-old loser, man.
Is he 40?
Like, he's 40, 30-something, 40. I don't know.
That's pathetic. Dude, like, we get shit. I get comments trying to shit on me all the time, telling me how much of a fucking loser I am. Like, I'm not reporting anyone. Never. That's pathetic.
You reply to them. You get them to come back. Please leave more comments.
Yeah, legitimately. That's so childish and sad. But obviously we got in his head, which is great.
The first thing that came to my mind, like you just said, we threw this guy in a blender and ruined his night. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't have an Instagram account now for the next 30 days, which it said we'll get it back in 30 days. But we just ruined this guy's night. Like, I was laughing the whole night. I was having a good time. I know you were a little bit upset about the Instagram account, but I was just like, this is a win. This is a W, if you ask me.
He's so upset. Angel,
suck it.
He's so upset that he reported our Instagram account. That just shows how much we got in his head. So, fuck you, Kane. We won this battle, buddy.
You soft as puppy shit
you
loser.
You fucking loser. Speaking of boxing matches, I'll box Kane Van... I don't even know his name. Gates? Kane Van Gates?
Keith.
Keith?
So we post the video version on YouTube every week for the podcast, and somebody left a comment on last week's episode. I liked it. Pat didn't know about this until I brought this up to him, but somebody said, hey, Pat, watch out for Trav. If you look at his track record, it's only a matter of time before he'll alienate you, he'll turn on you, and whatnot. And I really liked this comment because it kind of inspired me to kind of talk about it. Now, a lot of people see maybe like a lack of loyalty to like certain people in the community, right? Like the way that I see things is that, for example, if you've been good to me and we have a relationship, so like Pat and I have a relationship, I would consider him a friend. I'd like to hope vice versa. If not, this is kind of sad. Maybe I should stop while I'm behind. But like we have a relationship, right? If all of a sudden Pat is doing something scummy where, I don't know, I can't even think of an example just off the top of my head, but like he's doing something scummy and I call him on it, right? And then, for example, you know, he ices me, he changes all the biscuit stuff. You know, I'm probably not going to be very happy about that. But I think, and like I mentioned this in the last episode, there's not a single person in the whole community in the hockey world or whatever that I couldn't get along with where, let's sit down over a cup of coffee, let's sit down over lunch, you know, let's hash out whatever issue we have and move forward. Like, let's be adults here. But it seems like everybody wants to get all butt hurt and upset when, you know, if I got one negative thing. So, for example, you know, Kazmir, he's texting me, blowing me up off the hook all winter. Hey, I need advice on a camera. Hey, I need YouTube advice. Blah, 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 blah. Great. Okay. The second that I need anything, I get iced if I have a question for him. And if I call him on charging, a mentally disabled girl $150 to be in a podcast appearance,
right.
Now I'm the asshole for calling him out when, like, dude, just answer the bell. Like, you can't just say, listen, I fucked up. I should have apologized to this girl. I shouldn't have done this. Let's move forward. Like, the lack of accountability blows my mind. That's what gets me is the why do I alienate people? It's because there's no accountability. Nobody's going to call anybody out, right? Like, if Pat was scamming people and taking people's money, I'd probably talk about it, right? I know Pat isn't, but if he's ripping off kids for, you know, $100, $1,000, $2,000, you know what I mean? Do you feel I'm in the wrong here? And I know we have very different approaches here, but
no, I mean, you have your freedom to say whatever you want about anyone, right? Like if someone does something scummy, it's fair game to talk about it. Like if you do something, like if I did something that you found scummy and you talked about it, I would either, like, you don't have to agree on everything, you know, at the same time too.
Or vice versa too. Like if I'm doing something that you're not a fan of, like all game, like Trev, like what's wrong with you? You shouldn't be doing this. Like this is, you know what I mean? Like, there's been a couple times where, like, we've done interviews, like, would say, like, Jeremy Roeder, or, like, even the Kaskasuel thing. He got upset about the title of the thumbnail, or the title of the podcast episode. And I talked to Pat. I was like, I say we should just leave it. And Pat says to me, Trav, like, we can't be doing that, man. We got to be, you know, working with people. Change the, you know, let's play to their strengths. I said, okay, you know what? I'm in the wrong here, right? I know it's a small example, but.
It's minor. I mean, it is what it is. If we do something like that and you talk about it, it's not like you posted a video on YouTube saying like Kaskasuel is a scumbag, you know. It's not like you were just putting him on blast. You simply talked about it in podcast form, or if you brought it up, like, I don't know, maybe that's your style. You like talking about that stuff in vlogs, maybe, like, if, like, or making it public if you have like a disagreement, like, which is completely fine.
I don't even think I'd put that in a YouTube video because it's not really on topic of the video. Like, right. If I'm doing a Kazmir video, yeah, okay, it's on topic. But if I'm doing a day in the life, or if I'm doing a review, like, that has no relevance whatsoever. Like, our podcast is an outlet to speak about what's on our mind and kind of, you know, get a conversation going, which is where I kind of felt it kind of fit in quite nicely. But
hey, if I do something scummy, I mean, I also wouldn't be afraid to talk back to you either. Like, these guys...
Yeah. Like, it goes both ways, you know, too. Like, you can fire back. You don't got to be a weasel hiding behind an Instagram report or something, you know?
Like, Kat, if they have an issue with something you said, they can say something back about you, you know? Like, I don't know if they want, but
embrace
whatever. Embrace. Yeah, whatever.
Speaking of embracing, you got a quick little pickup line that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I accidentally, well, just brought into my mind, like, oh, what are some good pickup lines that actually work? Because, like, we all think, especially with Tinder, there's a lot of cheesy ones, but in person, it's hard because you have to go up and actually speak to the person. But like, what are ones that actually are effective? Because they have to be discreet, I feel like. You can't just walk up and be like, hey, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Like, it's cheesy. It doesn't fucking work like that. So I
tried in person. That does not work.
I had one accidentally work. I went up to a girl. She was standing. We were going to the bar one night, and there was a line. And there was like a hostess little, what are they called? A podium?
Hostess like an island? Podium?
Yeah, like this little stand or whatever. Like she, and this girl, my friend was talking to her, and she was standing next to it or like kind of behind it. So naturally, I assumed like, oh, this is the hostess. So I went up and I was like, hey, what time are you guys open till tonight? Because this is when like it was just opening up. The world, like the state was just opening back up. So I'm like, hey, what time are you guys open till tonight? She's like, what? I'm like, when are you open till? I'm like, one? She's like, I don't work here. Like, oh, my bad. I've been hanging out with her. So maybe this had an effect. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. You make the decision. But then the movie Hitch popped on the TV. Do you remember that movie?
I know the scene you're talking about with yeah. the car and giving her the cash. And
yeah. So then I started thinking about it. I'm like, huh, maybe I'm onto something here. Maybe this was an effective accidental pickup line. Because in Hitch, he walks up to her and he hands her $20. He goes like two drinks, vodka sodas, blah, blah, blah. And then walks away. And she's like, hey, asshole. And like follows him. And she's like, I don't work here. Like gets pissed. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, how else was I supposed to get you away from those people? They end up mating in that movie.
Yeah.
So.
Powerful. It's powerful. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have any good pickup lines that have been effective in person?
You know, I can picture myself doing that, and she's just gonna pocket the 20 and leave.
yeah. Like this day and age,
I
got
no drink, no women. I left empty-handed, minus $20. -20.
Yeah. You know what you should do is, because it's 2021, you just walk up to them, you hand them your debit card, and you say, hey, two vodka sodas on the rocks, blah, 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 walk away. She'll likely walk away with your debit card and go on a shopping spree.
Well, you could do that, and you could track where she is. That's uh-huh. one idea you got.
And then you can follow her.
Or you could just give her a fake card and see what happens. But then also, she works there and she tries to ring the card up. Now you're in the hole, and now you're the...
Yeah. But she likely doesn't work there. She's just someone at the bar, and you accidentally think she does.
Yes. But you know, you don't want to accidentally think about is if somebody does not shave themselves. Look at this, folks. Oh. If you're watching the video format, you can see this. What is this, Pat? Describe this to me.
That is... Ooh. That's a buzzer. The lawnmower manscaped that... Not only does it shave your pubic region, your chest, your body, your face, it makes for a smooth, clean finish. And that's what you're looking for with love. Smooth, clean finish.
Specifically the finish.
Yes. That's the best buzzer in the game.
And the best shave gel in the game, the crop shave gel, ooh. I'm telling you. Back to school season's coming. Like Pat yep. mentioned last week, it's the time. September.
Sex season.
January. Yep.
Sex season is coming up.
Now, let me tell you this. If you're that dude who's got like the chest hairs that like curl out of the side of a shirt.
Yeah.
Like nobody wants to touch you. Nobody wants to touch your shirt because your shirt's contaminated with that stuff.
Man. Looks sweaty.
Yeah. And it attracts heat. It attracts bears. It attracts like animals. Like
you don't want food bears. Stuck.
Yeah, like think about this for a second, okay? You go on a date, right? You go to like a nice seafood joint, you get the calamari, extra seafood dip, and a bear shows up at your table because your chest hair is peeling out of the shirt.
Everyone would be terrified. The whole restaurant would freak out and run and call the cops because there's a bear there. Like, you don't want to be the guy at the bar or restaurant that brings a bear in and ruins everyone's night when you're just trying to have some sex in sex season. No, just shave your chest. Simple.
Well, and here's the thing, too. If, say, you know, the date goes well, you're now going to be blacklisted from that restaurant. You can't bring your friends, your mom, your dad, anybody back to the restaurant because you brought a grizzly bear into the
You're a safety
you
hazard.
You can't do that. Yeah. Like, workers' health and safety is going to make a whole report, but guess what? You could have skipped the report, not dealt with the bear, not have to have saved your date from getting mauled by the bear if you picked up the lawnmower 4.0. It's as simple as that.
It's just legal issues you don't want to deal with, and it's going to be a waste of energy. where what is not a waste of energy is the Manscaped lawnmower, because it's good on battery and it quickly shaves you smoothly and you're saving energy.
Yeah, here's the thing, 90-minute battery life, right? So like we talked about last week, if you're Italian, maybe you got to buy two. If you're not, you're good. You're golden. That chest hair, you can get that all done in one charge. It charges wirelessly. It's waterproof. So maybe you're in the shower, you know, you forget that, hey, you got an electric buzzer. You're not going to electrocute yourself. Your wife will not be having to, you know, take care of your messy corpse in the tub. You're good. On top of that, shave guards, right? This is the number three, right? I was using this for my beard a while ago. You can get it right down to the wood if you like it like that. Get the lawnmower, get her going. Mm-hmm. You're ready to go. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code BIZKIT, BIZKIT. You're going to get 20% off. You're going to get free international shipping. You're going to get two free gifts. It's great. The gift that keeps on giving. Again, this is legal. Bringing a bear into a restaurant is not. You don't want to deal with the Workers' Health and Safety Board. Just get yourself a lawnmower, save yourself the hassle, and make sure you can go back to your favorite seafood restaurant. Thanks to Manscaped for sponsoring this podcast.
We love you.
We love you as all. Thanks, Dom. I wonder if he actually listens to that and listens to us thank him.
He's like, I love you guys too.
they mentioned me. Sweet. It wasn't just Manscaped. It was Dom, the marketing manager for Manscaped too.
Speaking of like hair and shit, do you have hairy hands?
Actually, no. Believe it or not, I'm not a hairy person. Like my really? Chest here, I know you can see this. I almost barely never even have to use the lawnmower. This is like
really? A month or two. I do actually. I'm pretty hairy.
You look like an ape.
I don't know if you can see, but I'm trimmed it. But I have hairy hands, which actually brings me to my next subject. Awkward handshakes. No, you don't. I got the Joey Rogan.
Yeah, the ape hands.
Yeah, yeah. But brings me to my next like subject here is awkward handshakes. You know, have you ever? I have a memorable one with Tim Whitehead. He was my prep school coach there, and I was first meeting him. I don't know if it was like when I first got onto campus or if I was doing my tour or whatever. But we went for a shake, and I don't know what he was doing with his hand. We went, he went in my fingers like this and was like a, and then he kind of panicked too. And then he just kind of like ended up going like this and gave me a pat in the back. And I was like, we're just like,
wait to save it, Tim.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's the scissor bro hug. I was like, what the hell just happened? And I know he was thinking it too. He was like, what the fuck did we just do with our hands? That's a memorable one. But how do you go about it in an awkward handshake?
You know what? Actually, I have this happen quite regularly. I find it happens like more so with women, obviously, than men, because the women give you like a wet noodle. It's like, how you doing? Right, like some men give you kind of like a soft, but like sometimes like you miss. You said you get like the three fingers, or like you just. Like I find like you gotta look at the elbow. You look at the elbow. You line it up, and you're good. But if I have an awkward handshake, I'll make the awkward handshake. I'll look them in the eye and be like, "Let's do that again." Like that's not okay. And then we'll stop. Then you know we'll get composed again. We'll get our composure back, and then you know we'll get a nice firm handshake and we'll lop it in.
I think that's the best way to go about it is acknowledge it, because you're both thinking it. Also, now you're both feeling super awkward. I think the best way to break the awkwardness is to say like, that was weird. Like, what was that? Let's try that again. I think that's like the best, because then you both can laugh about it. You're like, that was weird. Then you both know that you both know, and it just breaks it rather than
you bond over something off the bat.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. Yeah. rather than the awkward, silence of it, and then you're like, what the fuck, like awkwardness, and then it's always awkward. You just gotta laugh about it. That's the best.
You know what I like too is if you mess up the handshake and like it's somebody in a position of power, like say you mess up the handshake, you're going for a job, and you'd be like, hold on, like let's try that. I owe you a better handshake. I can do better than that. Lock it in there, like put them in control, put them in the
and then know, if the you fuck seat. It up again, you're like, you know what, let's switch hands, let's go lefty. You know,
let's try our you know what, why don't
yeah, let's just do Knox. You know, COVID. it's go Knox.
You know what? I'm gonna let myself out of this interview process right now. I'm gonna go back to work. And
I know where the door is.
I'll let myself out. Thank you.
Whew. But yeah, that's always a tricky one. I've had some good ones with like girlfriends, parents, etc. Just awkward handshakes.
I love a firm shake though. Like, if you, if you get off to a firm shake, you're rolling, like just lock it in and just, you know, how's it going? Nice to meet you. I'm going to be dating your daughter for the next,
I'm gonna
you know,
be,
six
I'm
going to
be banging her.
For the next 6 to 12, hope you don't mind.
Oh, that's great. Speaking of daughters, diets.
Oh, yes. I was like, where are you going with this one?
You know, what are you eating these days? No, but we wanted to talk diets. Summer, my diet's been interesting. You're going to go have a specific diet coming up, but a lot of kids ask about what to eat pregame, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I did make a video on it, but honestly, for me, my diet's been pretty exciting this year, let's say, and more, and some change. I've been eating pizza, a lot of frozen pizza. You could arguably say I've been eating pizza 3 times a week. You could also you could also say I eat a tub of ice cream a week as well. I've been eating good, okay? And my latest invention that I've been pretty excited about, because if I have the ice cream, the tub of ice cream in the freezer, and I'm having my morning coffee, I take a scoop of the ice cream and toss it in the coffee. Tell me it's not smart, because I think it's pretty smart.
It's literally frozen coffee creamer. That's what you're putting in there.
It's yes, instead of cream, it's iced. It's iced cream, and it gives a little flavor in there. It's pretty extraordinary. My other thing with ice cream is I've been doing homemade McFlurries. I buy mini M&Ms, and I just dump them in there, and I'd give a little homemade Cold Stones.
Oh, you know? I thought you were like firing up like the food ninja and just like setting up.
No, that's a better idea. I might have to start doing that. Although it'd probably chop up the M&Ms, so that might not be a great idea.
Let's call it for what you're not making ice cream. Let's call it for what it is here. You're not making ice cream, man. You're just mixing up M&Ms and some frozen ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Ed, Ed showed me it. We were one day. It was a few months back. We got super creative. We bought Kit Kats, M&Ms, Hershey bars, all these things, and we just smashed it in ice cream and was just stoning it around. So that's been,
you know what, I'm really, my diet. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I actually did the same thing last week. These honey roasted peanuts. These are the bomb. They're unreal.
Put these in ice cream.
Well, I was at the store the other day, and they're having a sale on like Oreo ice cream, and I was like, Oreo ice cream, huh? $4. Okay, I'll buy a tub. So I bought a tub, and I was like, what if I put those peanuts in the ice cream? Bang. Unreal.
You have to get creative. You have to.
Yeah.
So my diet's been that. It's probably about time to eat a little healthier. I don't know. Maybe not. I feel good. I feel good. But your diet is changing.
Yeah. Well, actually, this is breaking news. So my team's buying me a car this season. We talked about them on the podcast or no? Oh, yeah. So they're buying me a car. And then they're giving me a dehydrator. A dehydrator as well. And the reason I wanted the dehydrator was because I want to be going like majority like plant-based moving forward. Watching that Game Changer documentary about, like blood flow recovery, all that kind of stuff with injuries. It kind of got me sold. It's funny. I mentioned the seafood restaurant, the Manscaped ad. Well, I was actually at a seafood restaurant like last week, a guy went out to dinner with. And I remember like we had the seafood dinner. And I just remember feeling like heavy, like I needed a nap. And like in reality, like I needed to walk to the train station, take the train to the bus station and get back to my place. But like I just felt heavy. I was like, oh, like I don't want to feel like this. Like I like feeling light. I like feeling like I could go run a marathon after eating. And then I watched the documentary and they're talking about how meat, animal products do that to you. And I was like, well, in Sweden, animal products are so expensive to begin with. Why don't I just give plant-based a try? See if it helps with my recoveries, if I feel better. I mean, I'm going to save a lot of money because how cheap they are, like veggies are in Sweden. And then they got me the dehydrator. And the reason behind that, they kind of explained that, is that I wanted to make like fake ground beef. So like you throw like mushrooms and cauliflower and some like nuts into like a dehydrator. You dehydrate them, you roast them, and then boom, you get like fake ground beef. And that's what I'm going to be doing with the dehydrator. That's the whole reason behind it. When I told the owner or our owner about that, he thought that I wanted a dehydrator in the car. And I was like, no, I'm not making ground beef in the car. I want to drive to the store to buy the vegetables and then make ground beef then the dehydrator at home. Yeah.
So they're hooking you up.
You're living really good care of me.
You're living the lavish life.
Yeah, they got my apartment all squared away, set up, ready for me. Actually, you know, funny enough, I'm flying a week today. A week today, I'm at the airport. I'm ready to go.
Damn.
Yeah, and by the way, just a heads up for everybody listening, we are recording next week's podcast on this coming Sunday, just because, you know, travel days, obviously, we're not recording a podcast. The day before, I want to get my life in order, so we're going to record on Sunday, and then we're going to get it up the following, upcoming Thursday, because when you fly across overseas over the pond, you become a vegetable for probably 1 to 7 days.
What are you feeling right now? Nerves? Excitement?
You know what? For somebody who travels as much as I do, when it comes to like a big travel day, like I would consider this a big travel day coming up, I can't sleep the night before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I'm doing a trip to Montreal for 2 weeks, to Calgary for, you know, a couple days, to, you know, Texas, to I'm good. It doesn't affect me at all. Oh, it's time? Okay, I'll head to the airport. Like when I'm making like a life-changing trip, like I'm going to Sweden for the season, or like even like the night before I took the train from Winnipeg to Vancouver, I couldn't sleep at all. Just something about it keeps me uneasy. I don't know what it is. Just a lot of like, you know, what's coming up ahead. We're turning the page, or the chapter is turning here, and I don't know what it is. But I do know a little bit what to expect after, you know, going to Sweden last year and doing the whole flight process. Last year I went Toronto, Munich, Stockholm. Now I'm going Vancouver, Amsterdam, Gothenburg. But COVID has changed a lot of that. Like last year, okay, yeah, you had to wear a mask for the whole 20 hours or whatever in the airport. It sucks, blows. Like there's times where, you know, you can squeak it off. But like now, you need a COVID test, you need the vaccination papers, you need all this other kind of stuff. Like the some countries allow you in. Like for example, the thing that I'm confused about that my agent, I have to, you know, call him later today to talk about, is so Amsterdam, you need a negative COVID test, or sorry, you don't need a COVID test and you need vaccination papers. But in Sweden, it's the other way around. But I'm not going to Amsterdam. I'm going to Sweden. I'm just in the Amsterdam terminal. So like they don't explain this stuff very well.
Mm. That could be give you some good stress leading up to
that. That's why. Because I'm also like, well, what if, you know, I get the wrong COVID test? What if, like, so for example, in Manitoba in Canada, they give you a QR code when you get your vaccine. And so you scan the QR code anywhere in Manitoba, you're good. Well, and this was an issue we had last night when we were talking about this. The border agents in Amsterdam don't have their phones on them. I can't be like, hey, bro, can you scan this QR code? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy. So I had to go get some, you know, paperwork printed off yesterday to, you know, show that I do have the vaccine. So they'll let me in and not, you know, throw me in a, you know, confinement camp. It's just stressful. It's stressful. But I will say it is amazing flying during COVID because of how empty the planes are. Like when I went to Sweden, I had a row of three to myself. When I came back, I had a row of eight to myself. And I just spread out and had a nap in the whole aisle. It's awesome.
But maybe from Canada, they'll be empty. I was going to say, America, it's back to normal. Crowded-ass planes.
No, but international. This is an international flight. That's the thing.
So it'll be different.
Because even though the U.S. is back to normal, the other countries aren't allowing in. They are. They're not. Like,
yeah, it won't be crowded at all. You're rare.
I think the Vancouver to Amsterdam, the Amsterdam to Sweden might be a little bit busier.
Maybe so. I definitely always get, I'm not flying across to another country and continent, but when I'm going to somewhere new, like the change, I definitely get like the nerves before travel day. Like I remember going to Maine, like I was like, oh, okay, what do I expect here? I have to meet new people, blah, blah, blah. You know, just, you don't know what to expect and it causes like a little anxiousness, you know? You're like, I don't know what's coming, but also excitement because change always brings something new. If you wanted some wise words from me.
Thanks, Uncle Pat.
Yes, of course.
You know, another thing too is the $500 baggage fee I'm going to be incurring on a week today. Because, you know, taking gear, suitcase, all that stuff, it ain't cheap. So no. I'm ready to get fleeced for $500.
Hell yeah. Exciting stuff. And then hopefully soon enough I can announce where I'm playing and then we'll both be on to our next endeavor. Times are changing. Podcast is changing.
It's exciting.
Podcast is banned on Instagram. Times are exciting right now, man.
But hey, you know what's great though is that, you know, My vlog's gonna be taken off with my hockey coming up. Your vlog's gonna be taken off with your hockey coming up. The podcast will hopefully, you know, get a couple fresh eyeballs or a couple ears if you're listening on Apple or Spotify. And it's an exciting time. It's crazy that we've lasted 21 episodes. They almost half a year.
Shit. Yeah.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
Episode 26 is gonna be 6 months.
Yeah, we started this in like what was it?
April 1st.
April, yeah, April 1st. We dropped the first one. Shit. Yeah, that's crazy. Time flies when you're podcasting. You know the saying.
Okay. Episode 21, Slinging the Biscuit. We thank you for listening. We do a new episode every Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern. We are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. If you want to listen on the go, if you're on your way to work, to school, to hockey, whatever you're doing, if you got time, you want to sit down, you want to watch the video version, you want the full experience to see my reactions, you want to see how Pat looks when I tell him dumb things, YouTube. The Slinging the Biscuit YouTube channel is the place to look, the place to watch, the place to listen. And again, every Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern, that changes never. That's always the same schedule. Next week, we're hoping Caleb Dahlgren will come on, assuming nothing changes with our schedules. But we'll cap the episode here. Royal Blood Boilermaker, what a great tune. Enjoy it. We'll see you next week on Thursday.